so glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
Go with me to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, chapter 39, is where I want to go. The book of Genesis, chapter 39. And again, thank you so much. You blessed my wife and I. We have not got around to starting thank you cards, but thank you so much. And we do appreciate. I shared the Wednesday night crowd, my wife and I on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening when our company left, we sat down and took turns reading to each other the cards and sentiments that you sent. So thank you so much. Thank you for, I didn't get any hate mail, so that was always good. I'm always blessed by that. I didn't get a U-Haul gift certificate, so that's good. I'm thankful for that. You know, yeah, Pastor, we appreciate you. We'd appreciate you more if you moved on down the road. But so thank you so much for not doing that to me. I appreciate that so much. Amen. Next Sunday, Baptism Sunday. Let me just go ahead and tell you that I will not finish this message this morning. I've got so much going on in my mind. I'm hoping I'm going to get halfway through it. But I've just got to share some things with you today. In the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1, it says, "Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph." Man, you ought to underline that. The Lord was with Joseph. Wait a minute. The Lord was with Joseph even though he was sold into slavery and taken down to be sold as a slave by the Ishmaelites? Yes, the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. I like that. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Verse 3 says, "And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor," underlined it, "Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority." Verse 5 says, "And so it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house for Joseph's sake. Now he blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field." Verse 6, "Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance." They might be talking about Brother Cash right there. He was handsome in form and appearance. Amen. Let's just take a moment and prophesy to your neighbor. Look at him, make him feel good. Looks like you lost weight. Amen. Prophesy it to him. Father, thank you for your word. I ask that you would grant me that which makes preaching easy and effective. That is the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, do what only you can do, and that is make the scriptures come alive in our lives and the spirit, and cause us, God, to be changed and transformed by the inspiration and information and revelation that we receive today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll be careful to give you glory, praise, and honor in all that we do. And the church said, amen. 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 Joseph was a man. I want to talk to you about favor that matters. We need favor that matters. You need the favor of God on your life more than you need anything else in your life. You need the favor of God on your life more than you need a job, because if you got favor, you'll get a job. Come on, somebody. You need the favor of God on your life in all aspects of your life, in every manner of your life. You need the favor of God. Now, Joseph was a man without question that went through the most impossible situations. His stories include the time of unparalleled and unprecedented victories, along with heart-wrenching and hope-devouring seasons of distraught and despair. When you evaluate the life of Joseph, you begin to see something that comes to light and comes to fruition. You evaluate portions of his life, it would seem that he was anything but favored. Because you see, the problem is, we think that favor means you never go through anything. We think that favor means you're always tiptoe into the tulips, your breath always smells good, your hair's always fixed, your kids are always right, that your wife never messes with you, your spouse is always just, leave it to Beaver Mom. And it's not that way, but you can still have favor in situations, even though you're going through the midst of critical and sometimes crippling situations. You can still walk in the favor of God. When you evaluate that, you think that he was not favored because he was sold into slavery, and then he was put into the pit, and then he went into slavery, and then his Potiphar's wife, what we've just read about, his wife looked at him and said, man, he does look good, put the moves on him. He rejected her, and she had him put in prison again. Now, you know what some of us think? I don't know about you, but I think sometimes, Lord, if you're going to get punished like you did it, you might as well do it. Come on. I'm just saying. Point number one, let's move on. Point number one is this. Joseph found favor even in the most difficult of times. Now, that's when you know you've got favor, is that when you're going through difficult times, and in the midst of the difficult times, you can see the favor of God that is on your life. When you're going through hell and high water, but you still see God moving and God ministering and God helping you to get through and get out of those situations, you know that you have favor. See, that is one of the essential components in the life of this amazing dreamer. He was able to make the most of what seemed like to be the worst situations. He was somebody who, man, if you threw him in a bucket of manure, he'd come out smelling like a rose somehow, because the favor of God was on him. He said, bless God, if you're going to make me, if life has given you lemons, then I'm going to make some lemonade, turn around and sell it, and I'm going to make me a bundle out of it. You've got to come to the place in your life that you cannot control everything that happens in your life, but you can control how you respond to those things that happen in your life. Now, his tenacity eventually catapulted him into the fruition of his dream. Now, those of you who don't know, he had a dream in the early beginnings of his life that his brothers fell down and worshiped him, and even his mom and dad fell down and worshiped him. All you have to do is rehearse this story, and you can find favor shining through every part of his life. Now think about it. Even though the Bible says that he was hated by his brothers, but he was loved by his father. All right? He was hated by his brothers, but he was loved and even favored by his father. Now, he was sold into slavery or sold into bondage, but then he found favor in the eyes of his captor. He was sold into slavery, but Potiphar even got on Team Joseph and said, man, I like this kid. It's bad when nobody else likes you, but your enemy starts liking you. Come on, somebody. And yes, he was thrown into prison unjustly, but even in the prison, he found favor with the warden. every aspect of his life. Eventually, it led him to the second in command in all of Egypt, answering to only the Pharaoh himself. Make no mistake about it today, church, that favor is something that is undeniably powerful. Make no mistake about it that you and I need the favor of God if we're going to walk this life, if we're going to go through this life. You can walk through it without money. You can go through it without different things in your life. But what you really need is the favor of God on your life. And if you've got the favor of God on your life, it opens doors that no man can close and opens doors that no man can open, shuts doors that no man can close. You just got to recognize that if you're a child of God, then you recognize that I have the favor of God on my life. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Sometimes to find favor with those who matter, you will need to sacrifice favor with those who don't. Boy, that's strong right there now. If I can get a little monitor up here for me, my voice is struggling today. If you can, some folks won't understand this. But in order to get favor with some folks, I'm not talking about that you suck up to folk. But some of us are so upset about the people we don't have favor with, you can't find favor with the folks that you should have. Now, let me tell you, I told this story a couple of weeks ago, but let me tell you it real quick. Some of the people that I used to work with at Wendy's used to say that I was a suck up. They used to say, you are Steve Wibberly, the owner's favorite. And my answer to them yet was, I sure am. I don't suck up, but I make him more money than anybody. Now, so who does it matter? Who do I want to please? Do I want to please my coworkers who don't sign my check? Do I want to please those who are under me? I want to, but that's not my main concern. My main concern is to please the one who is signing my paycheck. So can I tell you that if you don't like me, I'm sorry. If you don't love me, I'm sorry. If you don't agree with me, I'm sorry. But I'm trying to please the one who gave breath into my body. I'm trying to please the one who gives me anointing and gives me breath and gives me walk and gives me life. I'm trying to please the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm trying to please my boss. I'm trying to please my maker and my way maker. Can you say amen? So understand that Joseph had favor in every situation with those who matter. I know that this next statement might seem a little bit intense and it might be hard to fully wrap your mind around, but I want you to listen closely. There are some people in your life that you will never experience favor with. You just need to accept that. That quit following them around, looking for their approval. My God, somebody hear me. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you're not going to find favor in those eyes. You know, at some point in time, I had to recognize what my dad is and what he wasn't. See, my dad was proud of me for doing what I do, but he did not tell me very often. Matter of fact, he would brag to me or to other people, but would never tell me that he was proud of me. Now, I could go around and share all of my victories with him, or I could just say, he is who he is, I love him, and whether his favor is on me or not, it's not going to matter. But as long as my Father, which is in heaven's favor is on me, that's what matters. So you got to determine that some people in your life, you will never find favor with them. So why don't you quit trying? You need favor that matters. Joseph didn't need the favor of his brothers. He needed the favor of his father. Joseph didn't need the favor of the other servants in Potiphar's house. He needed the favor of Potiphar. He is very powerful truth that you cannot afford to ignore, and that is, in order for you to pursue what God has put inside of you, you need the favor of God. Sometimes, I'm going to lose some of you right here. Sometimes, to find favor with those who matter, you will need to sacrifice the favor with those who don't. Oh, Pastor, everybody matters. Yeah, you just keep thinking that. Everybody does matter to God. But not everybody matters to your dream. Not everybody matters to your dream. You got to know who matters. Listen, if I did everything that was suggested to me, I would be as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. If I did everything. There was a man, I hadn't been, I was the pastor here for a few years, and I'll never forget back when Ray's Barbecue was open. How many people remember that? I was at Ray's Barbecue, and I was dressed kind of the way I'm dressed now, and a man walked up to me. He said, "Hey, you the new pastor there at the Crystal River Church of God?" I said, "Yes, I am. Been there for a couple of years." He gave me his pastor's card. I said, "Oh, okay, well, thank you. I won't tell you which church it was or who it was." And here's what he told me. He said, "You need to call him to teach you how to dress." I said, "Excuse me?" He said, "You don't dress like a pastor." "Well, how does a pastor dress?" And I knew where he was going. He shouldn't think I should wear a bracelet or cufflinks or rings or a watch. And he was one of them, you know. He said, you need to call them. Let me tell you how fast I got out of there and called that man. He has really impacted my life. Now here's the thing. I could have rose up and got ugly. But what good was that? Because he don't matter. See, some of y'all, instead of getting tripped up and wigging out and tripping out, you just need to go, psh. You ain't even worth the psh. You just a psh. You're not even worth the hand, just the finger. Just not the right finger. The right finger. Not the wrong finger. Uh-huh. I know, I'm feeling some of you. I'd be lying if I didn't tell you I wanted to give some folk a finger too. But anyway. I think that day. But anyway, you've got to sacrifice in order to get favor with some folk or to get the ones that matter. You've got to be willing to sacrifice favor that matter. I cannot believe that man ain't never been to my church, but I ain't never been to his either. Wait a minute, y'all Christians, right? But I'm not going to run around trying to figure out who I am and let somebody else tell me who I am or who I'm. I'm not looking for the favor of those that don't matter. I'm looking for the favor of him that does matter. Good preaching, Pastor. See, that you got to understand. It is time to set yourself free from trying to gain favor from those who are powerless to help you that relates to your dream and destiny. They are powerless to help you. Huh. If you're not careful, you will give all the power to those who drag you down instead of those who lift you up. Listen to me, church. If Joseph would have sought the favor of his brothers and had been willing, if he would just been willing, church, to compromise for their favor, he would have never seen his dreams come to pass. Who are you willing to sacrifice? Who are you, or what are you willing to sacrifice for the dream that God put in you? Ask yourself this honest question. Am I willing to sacrifice the favor of those who don't matter to gain the favor of all those who do? Now, I'll be honest with you. Now, we're in the Church of God. The Church of God is a denomination, and I've done well in the Church of God. Sometimes it befounds me how I have, because I'm my own man. But if I wanted to, I know how to work. I could work the system, and I could get in with the right people, but I'm not looking to that. Because what they have or what they could do might help me on my fleshly journey, but I'm looking for God to help me on my spiritual journey. You got to recognize that if nobody else applauds me, I'm just looking to make sure God applauds me. Can I get a good amen? Let's take a look at Joseph's journey. Let's take a little closer look at it, if you will, and discover a little bit more about why this incredible favor is so important. Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. I ain't got time to preach this, but it just kind of just makes my mind start running. God put him in the place. You got to remember, he was a shepherd boy. He didn't know how to act. See, there's a difference in don't mind or not. There's a difference in sacrificing the favor of others and not knowing how to act when you're in the palace. So they put him in there with the king's prisoners so that he could learn how to act when he was in the king's court. My God, somebody hear me. I could preach that right there. The warden, the Bible said, paid no attention to anything that was under Joseph's care because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Favor is more than skill. It goes beyond luck, and it's often undeserved and always unexpected. They're talking about the favor. See, when you walk into the favor of God, you don't always expect it. You're just like, how did I get here? I'm not sure. But I'm glad it's there, right? The Bible says that the Lord granted Joseph favor. Favor is a very powerful word in the Old Testament. The English word favor is translated from Hebrew word shin. It means favor, grace, acceptance, and goodwill. It means favor, grace, acceptance, and goodwill. Listen, I'll be honest with you. There are people that I don't like, but still seem like they got the favor of God. Me not liking them didn't even change the fact that they got the favor of God. Because God never checks with you about the people he's going to give the favor to, and he never checks with your critics about when he's getting ready to bless you and when he's getting ready to give you his favor. So in all that Joseph faced and went through, it's important to discover that he led and he found favor in unacceptable and unfavorable circumstances. Point number two is this. God can and will provide favor for you no matter how unfavorable your circumstances may be. I want that to sink in. God can and will provide favor for you no matter how unfavorable your circumstances may be. And what do you mean by that, preacher? It's just what I said. That you might be in the pit, but God will give you favor in the pit. You might be in the prison, but God will give you favor in the prison. You might be in Potiphar's house, but God will give you favor there. Because God, when you are walking in the favor of God, God is setting you up for something. Just make sure you don't mess it up. Listen, I'll never forget when God was, I don't know, before we moved into this church, God was dealing with me, and here's what he said to me. He said, Ronnie, I'm going to bless you beyond your dreams. That got me excited. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But then he said something that some folks couldn't handle. He said, as long as you don't mess it up. See, we think that it all depends on God. But sometimes it depends on us to make sure that I'm walking in the favor of God and doing what God has spoke to me and is telling me to do. You cannot be shacked up with the devil expecting God to pay your bills. You can't expect God to pay your rent when you're shacked up with the devil. It doesn't work that way. If you're going to do what God says, then you've got to understand that his favor will be on you even when it's unfavorable circumstances that you may be in. Now listen, the essential thing that led to the favor and success of Joseph is found in our text. It's found in Genesis. Chapter 20, 39, verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was of the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now, don't miss this. The Lord was with Joseph. God, I'll go wherever as long as you're with me. Because here's what I know. If God is with me, it won't be long. I won't be on the bottom long. Whew. Now, how long is long? I don't know. But I won't be on the bottom long as I know God is with me. See, church, if the Lord is with you, you're automatically in a position of favor. See, when God walks with you, you can get through doors that nobody else could get through. Have you ever been with somebody important? I have been a couple of times. And I walked through and I was getting ready to stop because there was somebody guarding the door. And the man that I was with said, "He's with me." And I walked in there like I belonged. Come on, somebody. Hey. You can walk through the door when you are with somebody of authority, when you're with somebody who belongs, you can walk through those doors and the guard can't stop you or won't stop you, not because of who you are, but because of whom you're with. And when you're with God, you're automatically in a position of favor. Joseph may not have been where he wanted to be in the natural sense. Now here's where we miss it. Well, if the favor of God's on me, why am I in this? Have you been listening to anything that I've said? Are you listening? Are you hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth? Am I speaking in tongues this whole time? No, you will be sometimes in a position or in circumstances that is unfavorable to you in the natural sense. However, since God was with him, he was blessed in the place. You can be blessed in the place. I love the fact that the Bible says that he was a successful man.
Well, I'm not a success, Pastor, because I'm not rich.
It has nothing to do with that. This man was in prison. He wasn't rich yet. He was. But the Lord said he was successful. How do I know that if I'm successful? By doing the will of the Father. You see, he had less than optimum circumstances, yet he still succeeded. My Lord, I get so tired of hearing why people can't succeed. Well, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. Hey, listen, with God, there is no wrong side. You were born, period. Glory to God. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm the victim. I'm the product of rape. Honey, God needed some Jethro and so somebody else just to get your DNA to you, to get you out of the womb so that you could be here today. So whatever the case why you got here, you are here. And if you're here, you might as well walk in the favor of God. If you're here, you got to quit making excuses for why you're not succeeding. Hey, well, I just didn't have the right opportunities that came to me. If I'd have had the right opportunities, I've been waiting for my ship to come in. Why don't you swim out to your ship? Well, I've just been waiting for the right opportunity. Well, opportunity sometimes knocks in the form of overalls. That you got to work for it. Come on, somebody. He had less than all. Bear in mind, he had been sold into bondage and he is a slave. However, he succeeded. He succeeded in becoming a slave? Well, that's easy. No, he succeeded where he is. Everything about this story screams of limitation. He's limited. You're limited. Listen, I'll never forget. Back in the old church over there, little old church, if we packed everybody in, we could seat 180. One Easter Sunday, we had 250 in that little church. I mean, buddy, we were packed. I mean, literally, we had people on the stage. We had people. There was no altar area. If there was a seat, if there was an open spot, it's the one day that we prayed for the fire marshal not to come to church. Because we were packed. And we always used to say, well, you know, we could do something if we had a bigger church. We could do this if we had. And then at one point in time, I said, we're going to stop making excuses. We're going to work the fire out of this building. And we did. And God began to bless and God began to move. You know, and when we built this building, I said, I made this statement, well, we'll never need room again. Wrong thing to say. That's why we bought the building next door. Because we're out of room in some Sunday school area. We're out of room. So we had to do something. He was not free like he wanted to be. He couldn't go or come as he wanted, or even live the true life he must have wanted. But the house of limitation, or in the house of limitation, he was still successful. My God, somebody hear me. In the house of limitation, he was still successful. See, that's when you know you got the favor of God. Ah, well, Pastor, that's good for other folks. No, it's good for you. Did you hear me earlier when I say if you're a child of God, if you have the Lord, then you are automatically in a position to receive the favor of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The key. Well, y'all got to see this. The key to your next level is this level. The key to your next level is succeed where you are. My God, when we get live streaming coming in, I'm going to tell the overseers of the Church of God to look at this key. The key to your next level is to succeed where you are now. Now listen, some folks say, well, you can't build a church here. You can't do. No, succeed where you are. I went to a church that ran 18 people in Blountstown, Florida. But by the time we left, Brother John, God blessed us, and I'm going to give God all the credit, but we were running about 85 or 90 in Blountstown, Florida. And we started out, listen, I taught two people how to read. We had one lady that she would miss the bus when it came by because she couldn't tell time. I went and bought her a digital clock so she could know when to get out there to get to the bus when we came by. Listen to me. You got to recognize that, quit talking about everything that you don't have, because if all you do is recognize what you don't have, then you waste all the resources that you do have. And if you talk about all that you don't have, you'll never optimize those areas that you do have something. And everybody in this room has something. Glory. You can succeed even in the house of limitations, but the key to the next level is success where you are. Well, you know, those of you who don't know, some of y'all really don't know because y'all not Church of God, but this man is a big wig. He's a big dog. He used to work for the state office. And we stole him away from there. Ah, glory to God. He used to work at the state office. And one of his jobs many years ago was his job was to place pastors in churches. So, you know, I mean, but the problem is you got so many pastors who are looking for the next level, but they're not looking for it where they are. They're looking at it down the street because of the limitations. And some of you are looking at where you are and saying, well, if I just had this, or if I just had that job, or if I just had that spouse, or if I just had that house, if I just had that car, it would make a difference. Learn to succeed where you are, because your best opportunity is where you are, not where you're not. Hey, so learn how to succeed there. Learn how to be successful there. Successful means that Joseph accomplished his aim and fulfilled his purpose. That's what success means. That he accomplished his aim and fulfilled his purpose. So looking at someone else's thing and saying, if I was where they were or had what they had, then I would succeed. You know, sometimes I forget that we're in Crystal River because I don't look at it. You know, listen. And I'm not tooting my own horn, but I've had 33 opportunities to leave that the Church of God wanted me to go somewhere else. Here's what they said. They said, Ronnie, you've been successful in little old Crystal River. Just think what you could do in Tampa or Orlando or Miami. That's the last one they wanted me to go, Miami. And I said, listen, I'm where God wanted me to be. So you know, I think we're doing good running 650-700 in little old Crystal River, right? I think we're succeeding. Why? It's not because of the numbers. We're succeeding because I'm hitting what I'm aiming for and fulfilling my purpose. And my purpose is not everywhere else. My purpose is right here in Crystal River. And there might be other churches that run more, but there ain't another church that I can pastor better than I can right here, because this is the purpose and the aim that God has for me. Now, you take that into your own life. Wherever you may be, you begin to ask yourself the question, what is my aim where I am? And for me to be successful where I am, what does that look like? It doesn't look like always more money, more prestige. The Lord said, are you going to call the Lord a liar? He was successful in the prison. Man, if I'm going to be in prison, I might as well run the joint. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now. If I go to jail, I'm going to be the pod boss. I can promise you that. I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm going to be the pod boss. Come on, somebody. Successful. That's what it means. Even in the hardest place, Joseph thrived because the Lord was with him. He fulfilled his purpose. I got 5 minutes. Come on, help me shut up. I still got one more point before I get to the halfway point. Never forget, if God is with you, and you are in a hard place, there is always a purpose found in the hard place. Hey! There's always a purpose. Now, I've had people preach, and I think I've preached it, that maybe God put Joseph in the pit to take a little bit of his pride. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, if Joseph went to my high school, I'd have beat him up. Come on, he'd walk around talking about, I'm favor. I got the favor. I'd have beat him up. I promise you. He'd have smarted off to me one time and I'd have knocked his clock out. Oh, y'all can be all holy if you want to. I'm going to talk to some of your friends that went to school with you, little heathen. Right? But maybe God put him in the pit, and I think I know the answer. God put him in the pit, not for the pit, but for Pharaoh. But it took the pit for him to be able to handle Pharaoh. It took the pit so that he could handle Potiphar. And it took Potiphar's house to go to the prison so that he could learn how to act right. You ever been out with folks who don't act right? Don't point at nobody. I mean, the fanciest restaurant you ever been to is McDonald's. And you just don't know how to act. Listen, remember. I know what that feels like. I was raised poor. Not poor, poor. We couldn't afford the other O-R. We were just poor, P-O. My baloney didn't have a first name. We were just Poe. We were so Poe that a Haitian family sponsored us. No, I'm kidding there. But we were Poe. And when I started working for Wendy's, a millionaire owned it. And we got close. And I'll never forget, we went to a convention and we went out to the most expensive restaurant I had ever been to. And I thought, oh my God, I didn't know what to do, how to act. So I just sat down and I copied everything he did except for to ask for the bill. I wasn't copying that. Somebody hear me. Let me just help some of you. If somebody takes you out to eat at a nice restaurant, not McDonald's, a little bit better than Burger King, You normally, unless they tell you different, you order at the same amount they order or below. Right? If they order some cheese fries, you don't order lobster. Unless they tell you, get whatever you want. Then you get whatever you want. But I begin to notice how to conduct myself. And I remember at one point in time, there were seven of us sitting around the table. And the only non-millionaire was me. And the Lord said, look where I've brought you. Shetarasa. You're not a millionaire, but you get to sit at the table with seven other millionaires. That's what favor do for you. I did ask the Lord, well, I wouldn't mind being that millionaire, though, you know. But are you getting what I'm, are you getting what I'm laying down to you? Favor. We need the favor of God. Don't overreact in the hard place. I know you're pushing on me. You ready for me to go to the third level? I ain't going yet. Never forget, if God is with you and you're in the hard place, there is always purpose to be found in the hard place. But don't overreact there. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. God will not allow you to be in the hard place without a purpose. Don't throw it in. Point number three, succeed where you are. And I've been talking about it the last 20 minutes. Succeed where you are. What does that look like? I get so sick of, Brother Herb, people going on the job and doing just enough not to get fired. It's not what God taught you to do. It's not what the Bible says. They do just enough. Well, I, you know, try to hide and not do the work. That's, and then you wonder why you ain't succeeding. And then I've seen the other. People hide and connive and still seem like they get over. Come on, anybody know what I'm talking about? But here's what I've learned. I've learned that your heavenly Father only disciplines those whom he is his. You know why I don't whip you, some of your children? Because they ain't mine. Because some of them, if they had mine, I'd beat them. I'm just kidding. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Something very important to understand is that you must seek to succeed. You must seek to succeed where you are if you ever help or hope to get to where you're going. I don't know. I don't know. You ever have people do this to you? Come here, Steve. Now, Steve's my good friend. Have you ever had, come on up here where everybody can see. Have you ever had people talk to you? How you doing? Yeah? What's going on in your life? Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, right. What'd you say? You know, they're supposed to be talking to you, but they're looking for somebody more important than you to come and buy. Oh, hey, I get right back to you. Right? We got to quit doing that with our life. Lord, I thank you for where I am. Yeah, yeah. I know I'm not doing 100% where I am, but I'm just looking for the next thing coming down the pike. Thank you, Steve. You must be willing to seek where you are. Sometimes success in one place often opens the door or opportunity to your next place. Hallelujah. Even if you're where you want to be, concentrate on doing a good job. If you're not where you want to be, concentrate on doing a good job. The key to the next level is succeeding where you are. Joseph was a successful man. I'm amazed that people want to get promoted just because they got time. I'm looking for somebody who's going to do the job. You don't think God's the same? Well, he's been a Christian for 40 years. He ain't done nothing. Well, but he's been saved. That's saying something. No, I'll tell you what God says. He gave us a parable of the talents. One took his and hid it. He said, take that which he didn't use and give it to the other one who used what I gave him. My God, somebody hear me. Now, I know I'm done. It's 9:50. I'm 5 minutes over. But let me give you, I think it's my next one. Let me give you a few keys to finding favor and succeeding where you are. Are you ready? That's for another service.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.